Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is March the 30th. How can the first quarter of 2019 be gone already? Oh, that's John just explained it to me. It's actually fairly simple now that you kind of think about it. Every day is a different date. That's how it works. And you put 90 of them together, there goes a quarter. Okay. You know what? If I had just spent a few moments myself, I might have come up with that. But John was there to jump into the breach. Hey, get out of those breaches. Sorry. I have no idea what that means. Welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know this silliness happens on occasion. If you're just joining us, you might as well find out right away. This silliness happens on occasion, but for the most part, we spend our Saturday mornings between 8 and 10 being as beneficial to you as we possibly can be, offering you up all of my 780 years of experience and putting it to good use for your benefit. Whatever part of your financial life needs assistance, that's the priority that we have this Saturday morning. Unlike our rivals, our folks throughout the radio weekend, financial folks putting shows in the can, literally. I see in my head that was very funny. Once it came out, I'm like, in my head though. Okay. So all their shows are in the can. I would far rather get up at 0:30 and spend a couple hours with you folks than record a show and just kind of walk away. It's way more fun, way more interesting. And I've said this many, many times to the folks that that we are honored to have as guests. They often are quite complimentary about our show and about what role I play, and I have to confess, my role is very minor compared to yours. The real value of the show is you, and the real value, the real interest of the show, and the texture of the show, and the dimension of the show is because you folks are interesting. You folks have interesting questions. You have interesting lives and interesting things to talk about, and we take advantage of that and serve you in every way that we are able. So if you have questions about your investments, your income taxes, your estate planning, or perhaps your business, all you need to do is call John Elliott, 610-720-7900. The lovely and talented Mr. Elliott will be happy to assist you in getting your call in good order, and then you get to speak to Gene. If you have a question, you're a little too shy to talk on the radio, make sure you give that to John. He can handle that for sure. And if you're not too shy to talk on the radio, but you want to develop your own persona, just grab a name. Exactly. We'll take almost any name. Jussie, probably not. I don't think we're going to go that direction. If the last name is Schiff, no. no, thank you. Nadler, nah, come on. But we welcome you. So 610-720-7900. We also welcome your emails. They work very well. Gene@askmtm.com, GENE@askmtm.com. And if you have someone that you care about, someone that might benefit from spending some time with us this morning, they can access our show anywhere they have access to the internet, literally coast to coast, north and south. And we have listeners literally coast to coast. Lots of loyal listeners in California, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Lower Delaware. I know, I didn't realize there was an upper or lower, but my good friends in Delaware tell me they're from Lower Delaware. And all you need to do is give them our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. And they can listen live. They hit the listen live button. And if they have a question, they can hit the Ask Gene button, and they are fully engaged. Fantastic. Fantastic. Great fun. If you're looking at your window, yeah, it's a little gray, but it's shaping up to be a great day. Last weather report I heard, it was going to hit 70. That's fantastic. Current weather, current temperature? 51 and on the rise. It was 42, 43 at the house this morning, so up 8-9 degrees already. As you heard Gunter mention at the top of the hour, as I came across from the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth on Route 22, sadly, very, very nasty accident right at the exit ramp for 378 South. Very nasty. Four cars involved. One car, there wasn't a whole lot left to it, to the car itself. And lots of people out and on the side of the road. And it must have just happened. This would have been about 20, 25 minutes ago. Pieces of vehicle all over the highway. And no emergency vehicles had yet arrive. So if you're traveling 22 and you can avoid that area, that'd be a really good idea. If you need to get to Bethlehem and you can avoid that interchange, really good idea. And of course, I don't know who the folks were that were involved, but my heart goes out to them and my prayers are with them. And I hopefully you'll send some prayers as well. We just hope everybody was okay. Even though a vehicle is completely trashed with all the safety features today and airbags, there's a very, very good chance that they were able to kind of get out of there and relatively unscathed, and we pray that that is the case. So if you say a little prayer for all those folks involved in that, that'd be great. Just a little heads up. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We had so many folks through the office this week that were newly introduced, newly aware of our office and our team and our staff. It was remarkable. It was just one of those wonderful weeks where it just seemed like day after day, hour after hour, we get to meet more and more of you. Almost all of the folks who come through our door are our radio audience listeners, and we really appreciate that. And the chance to get to meet you all face to face is fantastic. It is just so much fun. So many of you have such great and interesting stories, and the fact that we could in some way, shape, or form step in and help out makes us very happy indeed. So perhaps if you haven't yet had that opportunity, in the near future, you'll make a phone call or send us an email and become part of our More Than Money experience as well. Let's see. We have a email from one of our most loyal and most knowledgeable listeners. He writes, in addition to get my weekly dose of More Than Money, look at me, like we're addictive. Heroin, More Than Money, so very similar. Yeah, exactly. A little oxy, a little More Than Money. Exactly. I recently started listening to Dave Ramsey podcast. After you hear a few of them back to back, it's pretty easy to get the gist of his message. While I'm generally in agreement with him on the need to eliminate debt from our lives, I think he takes some things a little too far. One caller mentioned something about getting his credit score, and Dave replied he hadn't had a credit score in over 30 years. While I think that a multimillionaire like Dave can get through his life without any need for credit or a credit score, those of us who live in the real world, good for you, good for you, where you are judged by your credit worthiness, need to take a different approach. For example, my wife and I each carry and use credit cards, but we pay them off in full each month after using the credit card companies for money for 30 days. Yeah. Use the float and then pay it off. This shows activity on our credit history and that we are good customers who have never been late with a payment. To me, that's a win-win as long as you balance the convenience of using a credit card with the discipline of staying current on your bills. Signed, Jim. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Dave Ramsey critics, and there are lots of them. Lots of them. And on occasion, I've been in that camp. Criticize Dave for often confusing his skill sets, and I'm being diplomatic here. I have not ever, this is a very definitive statement, I have not ever heard a radio personality better at counseling people how to get out of debt than Dave Ramsey. I think his message, and Jim has listened to his podcast. I've listened to lots and lots of Dave Ramsey shows over many, many years. And virtually all of his calls start with, we're deeply in debt, we've got high credit card debt, or we got into trouble in some way, shape, or form. He's fantastic at getting people the right information and counseling them and leading them down the right path. Where he gets himself into a bit of a pickle is where he gets, hyperbole. You're absolutely right, Jim, where he's kind of over the top. Well, you don't need a credit score. I think that's ridiculous. Do you need a credit card? In some cases, the answer is no. But in most cases, it's incredibly useful if you're disciplined enough, if you're in the habit of simply paying it off every month, if you don't spend more than you can afford to pay off on a monthly basis. A credit card is not only a nice thing, in a lot of cases, it's required. Try to go rent a car and drop about, $131 in cash on the desk. They're not going to be real happy with you. Try going to the airport and booking an air flight without a credit card. I have some pesos. That's from my last time down in Mexico. I got some Chinese yuan. Exactly. I don't know how he made it from Mexico to China, but they named the whole currency right after him, the yuan. It is incredibly useful. If you're in business for yourself, a credit card becomes in many ways invaluable in helping to track your expenses and helping to verify your expenses with the IRS. So there are lots of reasons why a credit card can be extremely valuable, if not invaluable. So in that case, a little over the top. Dave has made a lot of comments over the years about investments that a lot of folks, myself included, find to be misguided. I don't think that's his strength. I think his strength is, as he tells his own story, as a young man, not very successful, got into real estate, became very successful, got himself overextended, and lost it all. And blames it on having too much credit, having had too much credit extended to himself, and as a result, found religion, so to speak, about the evils of credit, and now beats the drum of everybody should be debt-free. Now, in my opinion, debt-free, for about 85% of the people that I meet, it's fantastic. For 15%, it would be an absolutely wrong-headed idea. Let me give you a very good example. 2 weeks ago, we had Tiffany Shutta join us, reverse mortgage partner of More Than Money. And we had some great calls, some great questions, and we discussed the pros and cons, who should consider a reverse mortgage, who shouldn't. And for those who should, it's a mortgage. You're borrowing money. And if you simply say that all borrowing is wrong, Dave Ramsey kind of an approach, you would avoid that tool, and that would be a shame. That would be a shame. Financial instruments, borrowing, credit cards, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, mortgages, bank accounts, checkbooks, they're tools. These are just tools. So if you have a project that requires those tools, jump in with both feet. And if you have a project that doesn't require those tools, try to avoid them. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. And that's from William, and that's from Christian. Okay, we'll get to those ASAP. My unrequested political opinion this morning, Congress is embarrassing. There's just like all of them. Embarrassing. There was a time, you remember, as we grew up, like JFK. Looking back, did I agree with all of his policies? No. But was he respected? Was he inspirational? As a young person, did you kind of look up and go, boy, someday if I'm really sharp, if I work really hard, I could be president of the United States and I could really help the country? Yeah, of course you did. You looked at that. Dwight Eisenhower came out of World War II, was a tremendous leader, became president. You go, if I worked hard, if I made something of myself, I might add value to the country by being president. And if one of your kids turned to you today and said, you know, I really want to go into politics. Yeah, take them right out back. Take them behind the barn. Do yourself a favor. 610-720-7900. William writes, my wife and I are retired. Our home has been paid off for a very long time. Good for you. Listening in. There you go. We're planning to downsize a bit and relocate to the South. Oh, they're going to Hellertown. Nice. Coopersburg. Lovely this time of year, I'm telling you. If you spend the winter in Coopersburg, you'll probably never come back. It's just that nice. I'm just saying. Closer to the grandkids, nice, and warmer weather. They might even be going as far as Quakertown. I mean, because they're talking like deep south, I'm thinking. Or Limeport, southern Limeport, exactly. Thank you. What's the best way to finance or move? A home equity loan, a home equity line of credit? We've also been pre-approved for a mortgage, which would be the most economical way to proceed. Thanks. We sure do love your show. No, we love you. Thank you so much for the email and the question. A very common question. This is a very common occurrence. And I don't mean common as in 95% of our clients move south. No, but a lot of them do. Raw numbers, probably 5 or 10 a year. So we've probably helped somewhere between 100 and 150 people move south. And no, they're not just trying to get away from me. Jeez, this is a harsh crowd. The opportunity to buy a new home where you're moving and to have your current home sold can be done a number of different ways. Line of credit, absolutely. Let's use simple numbers. We're going to sell our house up here for $250. We're going to buy a house down there for $200. We do a line of credit up here for $100. That gives us plenty of down payment on the house down below. We get a mortgage for a short period of time. When our house is sold, the mortgage is paid off. Life is grand. Pretty straightforward. And a line of credit, let's say it's a $100,000 line of credit. Let's say that we're paying 6% a year. I think it's a little high, but let's use that as a good example. $6,000 for the year. Let's say it takes a six-month time frame to get you from point A to point B. It's going to cost you $3,000 in order to expedite the move. I think a pretty reasonable number. Certainly nothing that I would call, that I would be uncomfortable doing. Another thing, just toss your pants over there with mine. Another thing that you might consider is looking at a reverse mortgage, depending on your age. If you're 62 and above, if both you and your wife are 62 and above, reverse mortgages can also be used for home purchases. So you might be able to look at a home purchase with a reverse mortgage, not using any capital out of pocket. And one other idea that you might consider if you're going south and you're not 100% sure exactly where you want to be, neighborhoods, explore, etc. Lots of our clients have found it incredibly beneficial. Sell your house up here. Don't buy anything down there. Go down and rent an apartment for a year. And that way you get to, you take a 6 months and explore all the neighborhoods and see if you can get a really good bargain and see if we can, you discover something about the area that you didn't know before. And then you've got six more months to close the deal, make the move, a little bit of work, but it may end up in the long run saving you a lot of hassle. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We welcome to the More Than Money Studios the melodious voice of Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh.
Yeah, that too. How you doing, Gene?
I'm doing well, sir. Good. How are you?
Good. Everything's good.
I have a question for you. Can you? Because because you've got a good head on your shoulders. You've been around a long time. You've got some business sense.
Yeah.
So I went up to Hager's a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther runs the store.
Yes.
A hugely misguided concept in and of itself. But okay. Now, you know why I go.
For the French toast?
A French toast? Are you kidding me? It's incredible. Exactly. High five. It's unbelievable. The Amish Village.
Amish Village Bake Shop. that bread, the gourmet peach, gourmet apple.
Oh. Yeah. And I go, gourmet peach, little Saigon cinnamon. It's incredible. Okay. So I go there very innocently for the French toast, for the freebie. Of course.
If it's free, it's for me.
So now that we're a couple weeks later, Jeff has worked out. I needed a couple.
I worked out. Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh.
He sent me the price and said, wow. How much of a discount do you want to give him?
How many times did he do that? Once or twice? Because we are now into our second or third evolution. And here's my whole point.
Yeah.
I needed something mm-hmm. for the office, mm-hmm. a couple of bookcases. He happens to have American-made, just gorgeous,
yeah.
natural cherry. I'm out of my mind.
Can get them custom-made.
I told him what I needed. He works with the manufacturer. And then
a bunch of great Amish folks down there. Yeah, yeah.
So I get exactly what I want, natural cherry. It's just I'm excited beyond belief. But I'm asking, I need your opinion. How do I interpret that? Do I interpret that as that free French toast cost me $1 billion?
Yeah.
Or because of the discount, did the free French toast actually earn me $250 million? Kind of. How do I?
Look at it this way. Oh, wait, that's a radio joke.
That's a TV joke.
Yeah, TV joke. Yeah, I can't even get it right. Yeah, that's a TV joke. Look at it this way. I don't know.
No, come on, sure you do.
The actual way to look at it is that you got a great breakfast while you bought something.
You
got a discount.
I got a great breakfast.
And you bought something you needed.
I absolutely needed it.
And you got exceptional customer service.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jeff is incredible. Because I'm not wrapped all that tight.
Jimmy, you know one of the craziest things that people can't get their head around? And that day that I hear people like their jaw, you can actually see their jaw drop. Is when they say, okay, well, here's my credit card. Oh, no, when you get it in, I'll settle up.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And they look like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You don't want my money so that I can't ever get out of this sale?
When
I get it, we'll even up.
It's incredible.
It really is. You watch people's mouths drop. Huh?
Since we were up there together, Jeff and I have been back and forth and back and forth, and I've got Stephanie Thompson in my office who's really got a great eye.
I told him to fire you as a customer. That's what I told him. I said, he's getting really high maintenance now. We'll just fire him as a customer.
Well, I can get my gourmet French toast elsewhere.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Free.
No, I can't. No, no, I can't. It's really that good. Fantastic. And he and between Stephanie's good sense and her ability to help me kind of figure out what I needed and Jeff's willingness to go back and forth. Talk about happy. I just wanted to share that with you because I know that's an awful lot of fun.
What they did for me and they would do for other people, too. I didn't want to go back and forth. So I said, can you do something? Yeah. Come down here. Look at my house. This is where I want
him. He was telling me.
Can you tell me what I need? Because I really don't want to try to figure this out on my own. And then they did, and it was one shot and done.
These are smart people.
Yeah.
And they're good people. Yeah. They're just so much. And you're absolutely right. Something you need at a really good price and gourmet peach French toast.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break, a minute or so.
Here's another little secret I'll tell you. They have me there. So people don't eat as much because when they look at me, it takes away their appetite. It's this little secret thing they do.
And it works really well. And it kind of works with me the same way. I eat as much as I normally would. It just doesn't stick around.
Notice everybody gets the food and walks over to the other room.
It's that really small room where there's a lock on
the
door.
They congregate over there for some reason.
It's really. So can you hold for the through the break? I got a little something I want to talk to you about after the break.
Sure.
610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Bobby Gunther Walsh and Gene after this on more than money.
Keep on giving for your kindness. I'm dead to you, and I never could have come this far without you.
See, the only problem with that is that unless people are out there going, I know that song, it doesn't really mean anything because all we got was the musical.
But they know.
Do they? You
oh,
think?
My gosh, yeah, absolutely. ZZ Top, yeah, Sharp Dressed Man.
That was not what that was. Wasn't that an ABBA song? Wasn't that?
Man, that was not ABBA, you moron.
Oh, jeez. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The reason they play that is Gene is looking really, really sharp in that suit. And I told him I'm going to call Diane and tell him that that's the one he should wear in the coffin. That is really, really sharp. I mean that in a nice way, by the way.
Well, and he wasn't suggesting a particular time frame.
Well, well. Actually, you never let me finish.
Well, along those lines, I will share with you and my audience that if she takes your suggestion, I'm actually been complicit in that. Her birthday is December 20th,
mm-hmm.
and of course that's far enough away. You don't husband doesn't get away with one gift.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Birthday,
yeah.
And Christmas. For her birthday, I got her the highest quality Williams Sonoma Wusthof knives that I could get, because she's really into to cooking.
Was that the OJ collection?
Oh, no. That's so bad. It's so funny. It's so bad. Well, I think you're already kind of leaning
I'm
in the door.
I'm concerned for you. I'm very concerned.
I think you are reading loud and clear my message, because there's that opportunity, so to speak. And for Christmas, she got a 9mm Sig Sauer semi-automatic. So I'm trying to give her like as many opportunities to put this, your recommendation of this could be the suit for the coffin.
Yeah.
And then we went up to friends of ours. We were doing some shooting, and he's got a gun shop, and she ended up, we got the gun for her. This was... we celebrated Valentine's Day by going out together and shooting high-powered weapons. Fortunately, not at each other yet. And ended up buying another gun. So she's got guns galore and really sharp knives. See,
she's a very good shot.
Yeah. Oh, she is a good shot. She absolutely is. And I'll tell you what, anybody out there listening, especially women, if you're going, ooh, guns, they're scary. No, they're not. Not if you're trained. Not if you get good guidance.
A car can be scary.
I'm sorry?
A car can be scary. Do you ever, there's all these videos of a first time somebody's getting on a motorcycle and they crash because they don't know what they're doing.
Of course.
So that could be scary. Anything can be scary if you don't know how to use it. What makes it scary is not knowing how to use it. It's power, you know. Whatever.
In this case, not only is knowing how to use it, it takes a lot of the fear away, but it adds a lot of confidence. And a lot of skill set. Sadly, we're in a society where people walk into what used to be sanctuaries, walk into churches and schools, places that you knew you were safe. You're not safe anymore. So you've got to be prepared. So ladies, if you're listening, and guys, if you've never had a chance, a lot of good places around, a lot of good people. You can get good equipment. You can get good training. And it gives you tremendous amounts of confidence. Great, great fun. But that's kind of where we're going, and it all started because you think this is the right outfit for the coffin.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's going to be the most compliment you remember most today.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah.
Now, in case any of you are out there listening going, wow, I would kind of like to see what Gene's going to be buried in, you're going to get that chance because I'm leaving from here at 10 o'clock. And going directly to
Covenant Christian Academy's big breakfast this morning, which is on right now till 11. And it's a new location this year, and they're doing all the usual suspects, the pancakes, the eggs, the bacon. They do a nice job.
Mm.
And so it's a nice breakfast this morning, 8 to 11, to benefit a Christian school, Covenant Christian Academy. Yes. And this year they're holding it at—
At the Promised Land Church of the Nazarene. It's on Hecktown Road.
Yeah.
If from anywhere in the valley, if you go 22 to 33 north, Hecktown is the first exit. Go west, and it's just past the interchange. So it's probably a quarter of a mile off the interchange.
Right.
Very easy to find.
It actually isn't, though, because years ago that's how it got its name. They were like, where the heck are we? And it became Hecktown. People had no idea. Where the heck are we?
What the heck town is this anyway?
Yeah, what the heck town?
What the heck town? We should name it that.
Exactly, Gene, what he said. See? He's a co-conspirator. We're colluding about the name Hecktown.
I'm not sure I want to be addressed of having— Hey, I heard
support.
You was. I heard you colluded with Gunter. Hey.
Well, you did say throw my pants over there on the chair next to yours.
I may have colluded with Gunter, but it was years ago. I was young, and I needed the money. What? You are so— Oh, very good. Hellertown, Hecktown. We got it. Hey, Lehigh Valley, we got it covered.
We
got it covered. Covenant Christian Academy, great organization, great school, and Christian school. So for lots of our audience, they're out there going, yeah, I would love to support that. The second reason you would love to support it, the food's killer. They do a great job. The food is really, really good. You think Heinbrecher will be there?
I think he's gone already, but I'm sure he's been there.
Oh, been there and gone.
Oh, they're early risers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wait, I came
you know,
by. Are you
hold
kidding
on,
me?
Wait a second. Is today trout? Yeah, you know what? They're gone. Today's trout.
Oh, they're fishing.
Yeah, today's trout season. Isn't it the first day of trout?
When I came through, oh, dark 30, the church was already lit up, and there were tons of people there getting ready very, very early.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. When I came down 191, all the streams, back to back, shoulder to shoulder.
First day of trout, yeah.
So fantastic. Yeah. So I'll be heading over, so if you want to see the outfit that I'll be buried in, I'll be right there. And There's almost no good intention that we can't turn into something just horrible. Thank
it's a
you.
Gift. It's a skill set.
It's what we do. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you to Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh. Why am I thanking him? He came in and beat me bloody. Jeez a whiz. 610-720-7900. Indeed, I will be at the breakfast shortly after leaving here. We sign off. Hey, you know what? If you would do me the great favor, the Sharp Dressed Man, we'll play that as an outro at the end of the show. And then that'll give me 5 or 6 extra minutes to get on the road. And okay. All right.
That requires me to do math. So.
Oh.
But for you, I will.
John's eyes just crossed. He went, I got to do math? I got to actually calculate times? He says he can do it, and I'm very impressed that he's making that offer. So if you are even just a little bit curious about what I'm going to look like in the coffin, join us. Come on over and support a great organization and the impact they're having on just wonderful, wonderful young kids is fantastic. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I mentioned Tiffany Shutter was in 2 weeks ago talking about reverse mortgages. We learned a ton. My good friend Mark Basak was in last week. Talk about learning a ton. Oh, goodness. Between the questions he answered about Social Security on air, the emails he answered off air, the people that he counseled in our office this past week one-on-one, it's just amazing the impact that we're able to have, the positive impact we're able to have on helping people become more confident in their retirement. This one, I'm fairly certain, I'm hopeful Mark's listening because in case I mess up, he can help me, but I'm fairly certain I got this one. A gentleman writes, my wife and I are both 67. She currently receives half of my Social Security benefit. So translation, if this gentleman is receiving $3,000 a month, she's receiving $1,500. And his question is, what will she receive if I die? Well, first, let's just adjust that second sentence just a little bit. Scott, it isn't if you die. You're going to die. That human mortality still running right at that 100% mark. It's, you know, with a rounding error here and there, still right at that 100% mark. So when you are no longer with us, thank you, sir, your wife will step up from 1,500 currently to 3,000 using my numbers as a demonstration. Some folks are, misled or misinformed. And they are under the assumption that when one spouse passes, that the other spouse receives both, 3,000 plus the 1,500 for the 4,500. And the answer is unfortunately no, but she will receive the higher of either her benefit or yours. And in this case, it would be yours. Right now, Mark's going, I'm so proud of my little boy. He answered a Social Security question. Semi-correctly, exactly. It's so wonderful. Now, let me use that silliness to highlight a very important issue that Mark Belsack, one of our key financial advisors, our senior advisors in our More Than Money World headquarters, he and I had this exact conversation this week. We are the preeminent financial advisory group in the Lehigh Valley. That's a pretty bold statement. There are a lot of very, very good financial advisors in the Lehigh Valley. There are a fair number of very, very good financial advisory groups in the Lehigh Valley. Why would I say that we're the preeminent? Is it because I know more than any of the other financial advisors? Okay, that's a little dangerous because you know I'm going to say yes. I'm 780 years of experience. Nobody can come close. But no, that's not the reason. Is it because Mark or Greg or Daryl or Bill or our team have every single answer? The answer is no, absolutely not. What makes us preeminent is a two-part formula. Number one. It's all about the client. The word fiduciary doesn't really mean a lot to a lot of folks when they hear it. It means a lot internally to financial advisors. They know what it means. They also know what it means when you're not, when financial advisor is not. It's not a good thing. So it's always about our clients. Our clients are always first. And number two, we are not only silly enough to claim that we know everything. We're wise enough to, as my mom would have said, stick to our knitting. We do, each of us and our More Than Money team does what we do best. So our financial advisors are exceptionally good on the planning side and the advisory side and the investment side, etc. And then we have accumulated, we have crafted, we have assembled an entire cadre of partners that are in their areas specialists and experts. Mark Basak, Social Security, Medicare, he knows far more than I will ever know. Mike Pompei on long-term care insurance and life insurance, again, do I know a lot compared to the average human being or the average bear? Sure, sure. I know tons. Compared to Mike, oops. I take a back seat because he's so very knowledgeable in that area. And all of our partners, we have assembled some of the finest experience and dedication to client service people that you have ever met. That's what makes us preeminent. And very excited. Great fun. It's great fun. 610-720-7900. Young lady writes, thank you so much for your radio program. I have learned a lot. Fantastic. I am hoping to visit the MTM World Headquarters at some future date. Well, that would be wonderful. I have 5 children. My husband is deceased. I have a revocable living trust, stock, mutual funds, cash, mortgage-free home. I've given our children the legal gift amount in 2018. And at my age of 87 and a half years, God bless her, I would like to set up a trust for each of our 5 children, dividing assets 6 ways, 5 for the children, 1 for me and myself as the trustee, their spouses as successor trustees, as there are not enough years to exhaust the assets by annual gifting. If I did so, would I be subject to excess gift tax by the IRS? Would there be any limitations on the spouses when they withdraw the money after my death? Would the amount, would the withdrawal be subject to Pennsylvania inheritance tax? What amount is of assets is shielded from the inheritance tax, the federal death tax? Is it $3 million? And could you suggest an estate planning attorney? And she goes on to say, may God bless you for the many times you have so graciously helped others. God has blessed me far more than I deserve. And your email is certainly counted among those blessings. So God bless you. 87 and a half. And what is she trying to do? She's trying to, still, she's mom. She's trying to take care of the kids. Goodness. Okay, a couple things. This young lady, can we recommend an estate planning attorney? Yes, of course. And that's where she should start. This description is very, very detailed and very good, and it's very useful. But it starts with an assumption that is incorrect. She starts with an assumption that she is in some way, shape, or form bound by an annual gift limitation based on her children. The number of children that she's giving assets to, or that she's making gifts to, 5 children. And that really is a significant misunderstanding. Are there annual gift limitations? The answer is yes. Approximately $15,000 a year per person. So, could you give $15,000 to each of 5 kids? Sure. If they're each married, could you give $30,000 to the couple? Sure. So now you've given $150,000 in a given year. Could you do that for grandchildren? Sure. Spouses? Sure. If you wish more control, then perhaps a trust would be necessary. So then when this young lady mentions a trust, is that possible that she might need to set up trust? The answer is yes. But it's also possible she might not. She might very well be surprised to learn that she can give away during her lifetime $5 million. In addition to the $15,000 per person per year. So while I absolutely understand that at 87 and a half, she's saying I might only have 20 or 25 more years on this earth. Why not be optimistic? And if you're nibbling away at a substantial estate year by year and you're doing the quick math, you might find it daunting and you might decide that there may be an issue. The reality is that there is likely not an issue. And even if we dig in and find out that her estate is substantially larger, there are some very effective estate planning techniques for moving assets in very large numbers out of her estate. And depending on the numbers, again, measured in millions, it can be done free of any gift taxes and free of any income taxes to the children. So let's just use as an example, $5 million as an example. Let's just use as an example that she has an estate of $6 million. And she decides to give $1 million each to each of her five children. The children now have $1 million cash flow, $1 million of assets coming to them. They pay zero income tax. Because mom is under the $5 million limit, she pays no gift tax. So we have now moved $5 million out of her estate and not taxable on the federal level, not taxable on the state of Pennsylvania level. State of Pennsylvania taxation for children, direct descendants, 4.5 cents on the dollar, 4.5%. Such a small number. Ooh. Until you apply it to such a large number. And if you're talking about $5 million, 4.5% would be like almost $1,000. Sorry, just seeing if you're paying attention. How about $225,000? So if you had a choice between writing a check to the state of Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, because they always spend our money so responsibly, for $225,000, or putting that in the hands of your children, what's that, $45,000 each? No, this is easy. This is easy. Oh, and by the way, because we wish her a very long, healthy, prosperous life, she can also, if she wishes, continue to make annual gifts as well, on top of this very large initial transfer. Now, she mentions trusts, revocable trust, irrevocable trust. They come in lots of flavors. This is why she must sit with an experienced, qualified estate planning attorney, because he or she can explain to her the pros and the cons. She may be under a misconception that a trust will do something that it will not. She may be under the, she may have a perfectly accurate understanding or not. So we've got to make sure that someone that can assess her situation with her numbers specifically, her children, her instincts, her goals, her legacy, objectives, spend the appropriate amount of time to get her exactly where she needs to be with the least amount of fuss and muss. Pretty straightforward stuff. She is, goodness, so very kind. And all she cares about is her kids. Yeah, that's a mom. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Again, if you are in the area and they've already started serving, I think Gunther said they were serving breakfast from 8 to 11 this morning at the Church of the Nazarene in the 3,000 block of Hecktown Road, right off the interchange of 33 and Hecktown Road. Go west on Hecktown and a quarter of a mile on your right. I will be there shortly after 10 this morning, and you'll get to see the outfit Gunther wants to see me buried in. How lovely is that? And he's my friend. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. As April 15th rapidly approaches, a lot of you have already long since had your taxes taken care of. And for many of you, there's still a couple weeks left. And for our More Than Money, incredible, our crack staff. No, that doesn't mean they're on crack. No. Although there are moments, I'm sure, hard at work. You may have bumped into a situation where, because it didn't quite unfold the way it should, you had to pay penalties for withholding penalties for last year. I'm going to explain to you how to avoid paying withholding penalties, and if you wish, how to avoid making quarterly payments. That might be an interesting idea for you as well. We're going to do that after the top of the hour. Fox Network News and all the information you need to make it a great weekend is available to you now. So 610-720-7900. Get you on hold. Gene at AskMTM.com. Get you connected to me. And MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Get you connected coast to coast, north and south, to our show. We'll answer your questions and lots, lots more after this on More Than Money.